So the ADU 45th anniversary ale has now been released, and on the phone with me to talk about it is Jamie from the Three Boys. How are you going?
Thanks, Mark. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I think what I should probably do before we start talking is probably open this. Oh, that sounded very nice, didn't it? Opening the beer.
Nice carbonated noise.
very, very good. On my end. So it's obviously the new Ardy brew has been released. Every year it's generally a different brew. Tell us the process on how you guys pick each style each year.
Yeah, so obviously we get together with RDU guys and sort of get some brainstorming going on, think long and hard about what sort of styles are kind of cool at the minute to brew and whatnot, and then we sort of just go for it, really. It's always a fun time with these RDU brews to sort of experiment a little bit, try some new ingredients or new sorts of stuff, which is always fun.
Awesome. And this year's beer style is?
So it's a Kiwi Pale Ale, so we decided to make something that's a nice, quaffable, easy-drinking beer. So again, not something that's going to bombard you with, you know, a big hoppy beer, but just that find that nice sort of balance of a Kiwi-style ale. And yeah, got a few nice Nelson variety of hops, which really showcased quite beautifully when I tried it, so like, it's tasting really good.
And for people that don't know anything about beer and go, what do you just talk about it? How would you describe it in layman's terms? Because I know what quaffable means, and I know what hops and all that kind of stuff mean. What would it? How would you describe it in kind of layman's terms?
I guess that's sort of, you know, a nice, easy drinking beer. Not you know, a beer that you go back to. So I guess one thing at Three Boys we always, you know, sort of think about when we're making a beer, like, is someone going to go back for another pint, or is it a three-pint beer, would say. So a beer that, you know, someone's going to think, I could definitely see myself drinking another pint of this. So obviously having that sort of impact on how we make our beers and how they turn out, I guess.
And I guess I've just had a sip there. It's probably a bit sweeter than, like, when people think craft beer, they think hops, and which probably means bitterness to a lot of people. Oh, it's just too bitter. Whereas this one, a bit sweeter. Is that because of the malt?
Yeah, so obviously we've really thought about what sort of malts and certain style of malts we've put in. And obviously, you know, thinking back to, you know, most with the style of beer, you want a nice, good malt cushioning, we would say. So obviously, like, really enhance the hop aroma, so obviously getting that right and really setting a good stone for those nice Kiwi hops to shine through. But yeah, obviously having a bit more sweeter, so higher mash temperature, just to give it more a well roundness in the mouthfeel, really.
Awesome, and it's the kind of beer that would be perfect for summer, although it's not looking very summery out there.
It's almost looking like the sun's just sort of sneaking through, but still, regardless, a nice beer for any occasion and any type of weather.
Awesome. And it's going to be all around town. You can find it at, where can we find it? At Gatherings, 27 Steps, Duck Central, Dyson Slice, Craft Embassy, 12 Bar, Bar Yoku, Punky Brewster, The Exchange, 5th Street, Canterbury Brewers Collective, Castles, Arbor Woodfired Pizza, Civil and Naval, the Hilltop Inn of all places, Otoro Miro Hotel, and Moon Underwater. Definitely drink it out of a pint is what you would recommend?
Yep, definitely. I mean, if you get a stubby, I'd definitely say crack into it and just get into a nice glass. But regardless, it'll still be good nonetheless.
And I probably missed a spot there. It's probably going to be poured at Three Boys as well, isn't it?
I think, yeah, for a very limited time.
So, and you'll probably be able to...
Either you listen or get in quick. It won't be on for long, but it's not on yet, but I can assure you it might be on the next week or so.
And you'll probably be able to... Were you about to get the cans from the fridge there if you do want a bit of a collector's item takeaway, or...?
I believe we'll have a short amount.
Short amount. So we'll let you know when they're out there, and hopefully you can get one of those limited edition cans. Well, I'll let you crack on with your Friday. You probably want to go crack open one yourself, so thanks so much for talking with me.
Awesome. Cheers to that, Narco, and I very well will be shortly.
Awesome. And that was Jamie there from Three Boys. Make sure you go grab a Ardy Brew at one of those places this weekend that I talked to you about. And stay tuned, there will be more places having it on tap around town. And that was another Nacho's Footings.